But right now, before we do that,
what?
We'll do this.
Oh, we ranked that?
You know it, baby.
Woo!
Every point scored in Super Bowl history assigned by college. Now, there's an asterisk to this. Individual scoring did not award any points to a quarterback who throws a touchdown pass.
Yeah, because they didn't do anything.
Right. So get that out of your mind. All six of those points went to the receiver. So if you're thinking quarterback in your mind, get it out.
Yeah, I'm not.
Get it out. Because that's not what this is all about. So they assigned it by college. So if you guys want to start taking some guesses about what college is on top, I will tell you this. Texas A&M Commerce comes in at 2 points scored in the history of the Super Bowl.
Really?
Yes, they do.
Some big doofus jump on a safety?
Because Norm, Steelers defensive end Dwight White against Minnesota had a safety, the first safety in Super Bowl
really?
History. And he went to Texas A&M Commerce, so we are on the list.
This rank that will be a tribute to Dwight White, the A&M Commerce Super Bowl hero.
Lads, do I remember that game correctly? Was that the halftime score?
It was exactly the halftime score. 2-0, Steelers wound up beating Minnesota 16-6 in that game.
Man, that's cool.
So, yes, Texas A&M Commerce is on this list.
Can I tell you how this question baffles me? Because I did not want to look this up at all.
Mm-hmm.
So your mind starts to say running backs and wide receivers. Now, running backs and wide receivers who've been there lots of times. And then I start to say to myself, New England. Except they change people all the time.
Especially running backs, yes.
Yeah, exactly right. And maybe Gronkowski, and I'm thinking his college, and I'm thinking Jerry Rice, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, there isn't anybody else who went to Mississippi Valley State that scored in the Super Bowl, I'm just going to guess, except Jerry Rice.
That's one of the first that I thought of. So give us that. Where's Southwest? What is it? Southwest
Mississippi?
Mississippi
Valley State.
Oh, God.
And they are 11th on this list with 48, all scored, of course, by Jerry Rice.
We'll take that, Norm.
Yeah.
There you go, Mike.
All right, we're doing great.
That's how you work together.
We're doing great.
I have an official guess I'd like to submit.
Go.
And it's mainly in the name of one Emmett Smith. I will take the Florida Gators.
Florida Gators, they are at number 3.
How about that?
On this list,
yeah.
Because 30 of the 68 points scored in the Super Bowl belong to Emmett Smith. But you guys are forgetting one very important position that will rack up some points on you.
Yes, it's kicker.
Bingo. So 30 of the 68 are from Emmett Smith, but they have a few kickers that have scored some points in the Super Bowl.
Where'd Gostkowski go to school? He's been around forever.
Yeah.
All right, you guys tell me.
Let me just think about it for a second.
Know.
I'll remember if I
type
for one sec.
G-O-S.
Oh, doggone it, where did he go to school?
Scroll.
If I just think. I think he went to Memphis.
Did he go to Memphis, huh? Is right above Mississippi Valley State with 50.
Top
yes.
10.
A hot 10.
Mm.
Memphis. So think big schools. And one, Mike, that you are particularly fond of.
I'm ready
Miami
to guess.
Miami of Florida.
Yes,
Miami
I'm ready to guess
Miami of Florida, number 1.
Oh!
They've scored 84 points in the Super Bowl.
So who do we got? Like Edgerrin James?
Michael?
Irvin. Yeah, he's probably the big boy, right?
Look at Mike holding up the U.
Look at that.
Look at that. Yes, Miami's on top with 84.
I bet Irvin is the biggest.
It doesn't say right here, but I would
actual...
think, yes, I don't have the actual breakdown on who scored what.
Well, why don't we close out the Sunshine State with Florida State University.
Florida State.
Uh-oh.
FSU, they've scored 37, so they are down on the list.
All right.
So we're missing number two.
How about Notre Dame?
Notre Dame, fifth.
Okay.
With 64 points scored. Ricky Waters scored 3 touchdowns. You have John Carney, who's kicked.
How about USC?
USC. They are at 42 points.
So they're below the kicker from Memphis.
They're below Jerry Rice. Not the school, just below Jerry Rice.
Give me, Stanford.
Stanford. 54 points, okay, right above Memphis. Good. That's a good guess, Mike.
I can't
that's
even,
a good guess.
But I can't even think of one person, right?
Well, have we, you know, you tend to think of big schools. Ohio State's been producing talent forever.
Ohio State tied with USC at 42. Okay, I want you guys to think Texas and think which school will be on top of the Texas schools as far as scoring points in the Super Bowl. Who do you think if you say Texas?
Texas A&M Commerce.
Yeah, Dwight White.
Dwight White, he has 2 points, but no. The leading Texas school in points scored in the Super Bowl would be
Texas Tech. Really?
What?
Texas Tech with 62. So they're in the top 10.
Who do they got?
Really?
Can anyone remember?
Players?
Well, then you keep going around to people. Penn State?
Penn State is at number 2, Norm, with 81, right below Miami.
That's Franco Harris.
Franco Harris, yeah. Robbie Gould, the Barr brothers.
Ooh.
Oh, Eddie and Lamar, the Barr brothers. Legends.
Legends indeed. To round off the top 10, because we have Miami, Penn State, and Florida in the top 3, we have Cal at 66. And just think, you would have handed the ball off to Marshawn Lynch at the 1-yard line. Maybe they can move up and move above Florida, but they didn't. Notre Dame, Texas Tech, Georgia, Nebraska, Stanford, and Memphis. That's the top 10.
I did just look up the Tech players before your Twitter blows up.
Okay.
Timmy Smith, he has the 200-yard game.
That's
although, and here we go, Lynn Elliott. Kicker tied for most single game PATs. He had 7 extra points.
That was in that destruction of Buffalo, right?
Yep.
So it's fascinating to see all the schools on here. You have South Dakota State at 34 because of Adam Vinatieri.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I had no idea they had schools when Adam Vinatieri started kicking.
I don't know if Adam Schefter can claim any points scored in the
Bad
Super Bowl,
guess.
But he's been there. This is great. A&M comes in at 21.
How about Texas? What's
Texas? 17.
Whoa.
Really?
Only 17 total points in Super Bowls?
That position player has not scored in the Super Bowl. I think they say of Texas. They haven't had a position player score in the Super Bowl. They have kickers. Justin Tucker. Yep. Raul Alegre.
Wait a minute. Run that by us again. No former Texas player has ever scored in the Super Bowl.
It's kind of funny. It says, think of an amazing Texas position player. That position player has not scored in the Super Bowl.
Earl, I think of amazing Texas players, and I think of Earl. And yet, of course not.
Yeah, he didn't make it to a Super Bowl.
He didn't make it to the Super Bowl.
He did not.
No Canisius on there?
No, the Golden Griffs have not been pouring out talent the last few centuries.
But according to this article, and it's amazing to think about, no Alabama.
What? Wait. Stop. Wait.
What?
SMU has 6. Rice has 6. No Alabama.
Wait, you're... No points?
No points in the Super Bowl from Alabama.
You can't be serious.
He can't be, Norm. This guy's
I feel like
our
I'm not being serious, but they did the research. I didn't. And there's not Alabama is not listed. Alabama A&M is, but not Alabama. How about that? Huh?
If you guys all learned one thing from this show today, that will be like something they can all remember forever.
Yes, it is.
The no Alabama player. I don't even like to say it because I feel like it's wrong.
So impress the hottie at the
yeah.
at the Zoom virtual happy hour yeah. you'll be at and tell them that and
hey,
watch.
Hon.
Watch. Her be impressed yeah. by what you just said.
And then do your vice president trick that Donovan's working on.
All right.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.